You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Hello and welcome to Demo Factor 2018, which takes place this year at University of East Anglia with the Student Radio Association and Livewire. Students have submitted their demos to be judged live by the fantastic judges in attendance. The demos have a full minute to impress the judges, but they can buzz the contestant out if they aren't feeling the demo, or they can hit the coveted golden buzzer. It sounds a bit like this. The judges are Chris North of North Media Talent, Paul Sylvester of Absolute Radio, Jocelyn Stainer and Alid Hayden-Jones of Radio 1, Pandora of Kiss FM, and secret judge Jordan North. Let's catch up with what the judges have to say on the event.
All right, I'm here with Jordan North, the secret sixth judge. Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. It's a bit weird, because usually I'm a judge.
Yeah.
But this year there's been a bit of a change to the panel, for the better, I must admit. And usually, the past couple of years, we've had a surprise guest judge that usually comes on at half-time.
Yeah.
After the interval, sorry. It's usually a big name. Greg James was busy, so they've asked me to do it. So I'm under no illusions that there's going to be a few, where's Greg? But yeah, I'll do my best.
Yeah.
I'll be the super sub.
Without further ado, let's hear from some of the winning demos, starting with Fly FM's Kerry Koshan.
So the other day I went to sit down at the most British place on earth and have a cup of tea and a typical English scone. I got these really disapproving looks as I was sat down, spreading out. Some lady came next to me and she basically chimes in that I'm spreading my jam onto my scone and that I'm doing it all wrong. She was obviously telling me that it's cream first, then jam. Well, let me tell you, Barbara, it goes all lumpy when you put the cream on first. So, like, if you put the cream on and then the jam, it doesn't allow you to spread properly. And apparently, if you're from Cornwall or Devon, it differs if you put cream or jam on first. Then I couldn't help thinking of the fact that it's all a bit like Ali G's Battle of Stains. So, like, everybody's like, yeah, jam first is the best. Nah, cream first is the best. Like, the whole East Side and West Side battle. Let me know on Twitter how you make your scone. Do you put the jam first or do you put the cream first? Tweet me at fly_FM. But next up, it's my favourite song of this current time. It's a bit of Drake, God's Plan on Fly.
I've been moving Connors.
Was I obsessed with that song when it first came out? It's Rihanna with Disturbia on Fly FM. I'm Kerry Kosh. You're listening to Kerry Me Through Time, a series of back-to-back throwbacks from a different year each week.
It's time to get carried through time.
My mum would be loving that. Savage Garden, To the Moon and Back. And we're going to move on to another absolute banger. As promised on Carry Me Through Time, we like to play stuff here. This song has been in my head for weeks and weeks and weeks, and now I finally get to play it. It is probably my favourite song of 1998, of all time, maybe. It's just so catchy. It's Horny 98, Moose Tea, and Hot and Juicy on Fly FM.
Kerry picked up a golden buzzer from Alid. Up next, we hear from Smoke Radio's Stephen Small, which won over Jocelyn Stainer on the night.
Clean Bandit with Rather Be. Now, Matthew Summers, you might have noticed during that song I've been fiddling about in the computer, been able to get up to a bit of mischief.
Yeah, what are you up to?
So, the opening line of that song is, "We're 1,000 miles from comfort." And I thought to myself, right, I'm going to Google where is 1,000 miles from me. Brought up this map thing, plopped exactly on the map where our studio is, right here at the University of Westminster.
Right.
And it brought a massive radius. And I just went to a random spot in it. And 1,000 miles from the Smoke Radio studio is in a car park for something. I think it's a pizzeria in Sweden.
Where are you going with this?
Exactly, where am I going with this? We should go there. How funny would that be?
When
get on Ryanair, get on the cheap flights.
When would
let's
we go?
Like tomorrow. We can broadcast from Sweden.
Sure.
Should we do this?
Yeah.
Right, hang on. We'll get another song on and see if we can get to if we can get to Sweden. AJR of Week. The song that pretty much stones me up every Monday night when people convince me to go to the SU bar. I haven't heard that song in ages. Right, from a song I haven't heard in ages to a band I haven't heard from in ages. This is a new one from The Vaccines. Yes, they're back. They've got a brand new album coming out in a couple of months' time, and this is the first single from it, and it's called I Can't Quit. Hanging around, hitting the ground. Have you ever woken up after a night out, looked at your phone, done the check, right, see, what have I put on my Snapchat? What have I done here? Have I tweeted anything I shouldn't have tweeted? But then ended on notes and find a random note. Well, a couple of nights ago, I was out, next morning, done the usual check, and found a note that I had written to myself or to someone called Susan. It read, "Dear Susan, I will collect the cabbage at Parliament at 12:09 p.m. tomorrow. Kind regards, Stephen." Now, there's a couple of things wrong with this. I don't know a Susan. I have no reason to go to Parliament to collect cabbage. And I have no idea why I wrote this. It was at 2:01 a.m. Please tell me I'm not the only one that does this. If you have any random notes on your phone from a night out, send them in to @smoke_radio on Twitter, and I'll read some out after the Chain Smokers, All We Know.
And Smoke Radio were on fire at Demo Factor this year, picking up another golden buzzer for Kate Lee Golding. Paul Sylvester loved her demo Girl from Brum.
Yes, you were listening to Girl from Brum, and I'm with the one and only Cascade. We just listened to Sexy, It Is Everything, and it will be your summer song, isn't it?
Jeez.
Yeah, this
is that. Trust me, you need to let them know, man.
Yeah.
There goes the bell.
Obviously now, no one ever has an interview with me without me asking them like some proper weird questions. So bro, are you ready?
Is that your thing?
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I have to ask you these weird questions. How old are you before you can say that you died of old age?
How old?
Oh my, these questions are nuts. I can't lie.
Yeah,
these questions are tickling my brain.
Whoa. How old are you before you can say that you died of old age?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, you can never say you died of old age because you'll be dead.
Yeah.
The baby's leg pops out at 11:59. Pops out at 11:59, but his head doesn't come out until 12:01.
Oh,
which day was he born on?
So if his legs pops out at 11:59, but the head don't pop out until after 12.
Yeah.
I would say... Now, me personally, I'll give it the head. I'll let the head win. Me personally, I'll be like, oh, you know, yeah, whenever his head came out, that's the day it is. That's just me. That's my preference.
You know, at the moment, I'm celebrating all things UK because I believe that we are doing absolutely everything. I say we, like, say I sing or rap. I definitely don't. So someone else that is doing sick at the moment is, of course, Rams. He has been going for number one for quite a while. So shout out to Rams every single time.
Yo, it's Rams, and you're listening to Girl from Brum.
Don't go anywhere, just spark in. Sorry, I love this song that much. We have to pull it up. I'm on a one pull-up pressure. Come on now. Let's get straight into it. Skin Tight Remix. It's Steph's verse, man. Her verse just gets me. Gets to my soul. You listen to Smoke Radio. Keep it right here. Vanessa, Bruno Mars, and the lovely Cardi B. Do you know what? Apparently, she's actually pregnant, but she's still doing Coachella. Now, bruv, I have brought wireless tickets, and if she don't still... It will be like a week after she's had the baby. But if she still don't perform, I think I'll be a little bit annoyed because I bought the tickets for Cardi B. Like, I'm not even playing games.
We now take a break from awesome demo listening to cross over to hear what the judges and host Ben Burrell were thinking at halftime.
I'm looking forward to the one thing we're all here for, and that's like good demos.
Yeah.
Because it's every year there's always like two or three or maybe even more really great demos of people that will be presenters in years to come, and that's really exciting. It's exciting for people like me who've been in the industry for a while now, and and they were looking for new talent. But it's exciting because, you know, it's great to see new talent coming through because it makes you better and it makes the industry better, and that's really exciting.
And people actually take it seriously. You know, you've got Paul here, Chris here. They're looking for the talent like yourself to come through. So
they take it more seriously than anything else in the world.
Yeah, it's crazy. Literally,
I think Paul takes it more seriously than his actual real job. Absolutely. And speaking as an employee, I think I'm safe to say that. But yeah, they're really excited about it. It's great for them, obviously, finding new talent.
And apart from Demo Factor itself, are you enjoying Norwich? Have you come up here today?
We got here this afternoon. I saw the station. I saw the Holiday Inn. I'll get this, right? Walked into my room in the Holiday Inn, and there's a perfect view of Carrow Road, the football pitch.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was a lovely
time.
That's
a dream. I got King Power Stadium last year. So
well, that's not... It's not Power. It was actually a big season.
That was
literally... Oh, living the dream.
They played Athletic. Yeah.
So that's my highlight so far. But yeah, Norwich seems all right. I had a lovely chat with the taxi driver about houses and when they were built in the Georgian era.
So, have we heard a winner so far?
No.
No.
No, we haven't. There is a lot more to come. There is a lot more to come. It's been good. I've really enjoyed lots of the demos that we've heard. We've got through lots of them, but I think we've got a lot more to come.
And how about in comparison to previous years?
I think it was certainly much better than last year. I thought there's, you know, we've heard a minute of lots of demos, which is great. I'm shocked at Alid gold buzzering that early. I think it's always better to leave, but all good.
Perhaps the biggest cheer on the night came from host station Livewire, as their own Harry Benjamin picked up the nod from Chris North.
From smoke to surge to everywhere in between, welcome along from wherever you are in the country. I'm Harry Benjamin, and this is the SRA chart, where we'll be guiding you through the top 20 tracks that you've been listening to most this past week. Let's crack on with a new entry from Yannicka. Bubblegum is your
number 20.
Next up, we're into the top 5 now. Liam Gallagher for What It's Worth from his number 1 selling debut solo album. Despacito. Haven't heard this one in a while. Justin Bieber, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee. Harry Mann Izzy with you till 3:30. Come and move that in my direction. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Thanks for joining me, guys. Fun show?
It's all right. Yeah. Fun. Very fun.
Cheers,
very
Matt.
Fun.
I'm glad it was all right. Glad it was all right. Harry, Matt and Izzy here with you until 3:30. Loads of stuff coming up, but first it's the Wombats, Cheetah Tongue. Now, we're playing the Unpredictable Predictive Text Game. It's one of our favourites. If you go on your text messaging platform, whether that's text message, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, whatever you use, often on any kind of phone, it comes up with three little rectangles above the keyboard. They come up with words that they suggest you would want to send to that person. I get my co-hosts, Matthew and Isabel, and this week we've got producer Evelina involved as well. They are going, there's Evelina, they are going to press randomly one of those boxes until it forms some sort of sentence. And then they're going to read them out. And then they're all going to send them to the person they have not contacted in potentially years.
Oh,
I get them to scroll all the way down their messages to the group chat that hasn't been active in years, or that one person who the last text message you said was, hey, here's my new number.
Oh, no.
On the way next, we've got some new music from Charlotte Day Williams. She's a Toronto artist. She spent recent months focusing on her own music with a single called Doubt, which dropped a few months ago, and now she's back today, and we're premiering Nothing New, which is an incredible and ambitious second offering that she produced, wrote, and performed.
The final demo of the night came from Jake Peach of CSR FM. Jordan North had been waiting all night for the right demo to buzz in, and incredibly, it all set up to be the final one on the night.
So I was away with plenty of time before getting to the studio for the show this morning, so I thought I'd have a nice, long, relaxing shower. Just taking it easy. You get those days where you just want to sit in the bath or just stand in the shower for days on end. You haven't got to be anywhere for so long. You just want to soak it all up. I haven't had this opportunity for weeks because I've been so busy with university, lectures, assignments, you name it. And the day before, I bought some mint shower gel. It was on offer in my local corner shop. I thought I'd give that a try. Hopefully, you know, relax me a bit further. Go beyond heaven. Unfortunately, that wasn't really the case. It was the most painful thing ever. I was like, what's going on? It stings everywhere. All in the wrong places. It's in my eyes. I don't know what to do. Seriously, if you have sensitive skin, please do not use mint shower gel. Let's calm things down a bit now. Here's Cola. It's time for the Indie Interest. A song that's a little bit under the radar that I bring to the forefront. And rightly so. Some absolute crackers out there that aren't in the chart that need to be heard, trust me. It's what makes me love music so much more. Just finding these crackers and finding them and playing them to you and sharing it with you is like one of the best feelings ever.
However, it was Pandora who picked up the winner. Shock Radio's Tom Hinckley was shown love from the whole room, judges and crowd. Here is the winning demo from Demo Factor 2018.
Recently, I had one of the most heated debates about this song. What lovers do, Maroon 5 here on Shock Radio. You are listening to The Home Run with me, Tom Hinckley. The man himself, Adam Levine from Maroon 5 on this track. And we were trying to decipher what it is Adam Levine is saying in this part of the song, because I honestly just think he's saying something dodgy. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? I'll play it one more time. Right, to me, it sounds like he's saying, I'll do a for you, don't you think? Right, let us know what you think at Shock Radio, Snapchat and Twitter. But there was a couple of variables flying around the car, so I thought I'd just read them off to you. Right, so option one, I'll build a ship for you. It'd be very useful if you had a ship. You could go all across the world. It'd be great, wouldn't it? Number two was, I'm too for you. Not the kind of confidence you need when you're going into a new relationship. It's not what lovers do. Number three was, build a shed for you. I can imagine Adam Levine being a shed man. Build you a shed in your back garden, it'd be great. Number four was, I'd do a for you, which would just be equally as weird. But you know what? Apparently what he is saying is, been wishing for you. So let's take another listen. You know what? I just hear everything now. Let us know what you think at Shock Radio on Snapchat and Twitter. It is currently 10 to 4 here on Shock Radio. You are listening to The Home Run with me, Tom Hinckley. And that track was Skywalker by Miguel. And now there is a little bit of a guilty reason for me playing that song, right? The other week, I watched Madagascar with Gloria, Melvin, Marty and Alex for the first time in ages. And then yesterday, right? I'm sat in my room. I'm chilling out, doing some work at my desk. My girlfriend sat on my bed and we're listening to that song, Skywalker by Miguel. And my girlfriend just pipes up and she's like, Miguel sounds like Marty off Madagascar. And I was just kind of sat there listening, right? And I was like, God, I can picture it. I can actually picture it. So what I'm going to do is I want you to sit there and listen to this clip and imagine Marty, right? You ready? Let's do this. I mean, can't you see it? Come on, it totally sounds like him. You can imagine it now. It's like playing at Marty's bar on the beach of Madagascar. He's serving salt water, singing this song. He's loving life. I mean, it could go either way, really, couldn't it? I think it sounds like him. But you'll probably just sit up there, like, thinking this is a little bit...
Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea.
Right, let's get back to the music then.
Take a seat right over there, sat on the...
A band that I have adored for absolutely years now. That is The Hunter with Flicking Your Hair here on Shock Radio. You're here with Tom Hinckley. How are you doing? What's going on? I've got a story about The Hunter lead singer Ryan Potter that is totally, totally cringe, which I'll tell you in just a second. It's one of those stories that, like, keeps you up till about, like, 3 a.m. It's that bad.
Download the TuneIn app and listen on your phone.
We are Shock Radio.
Right, let me paint this picture for you then. So about 3 years ago, I went to a concert to go see The Hunter just before they blew up. And about 10 minutes before the gig started, right, my friend and I decided that we were going to go to the bathroom because we didn't want to have to go during the gig. You know what it's like. So we head to the bathroom, there are three urinals, and due to bro code, you obviously stand on the furthest left one and the furthest right one if you're there with a mate. It's just the way it is. Just to be courteous, you know? Anyway, about midstream, right? In walks Ryan Potter of The Hunter, a man that I wasn't expecting to see in the bathroom and someone who I love the music of, would have loved to have said hi to. He stands in between us. My friend and I look up, realize it's him. And when I get embarrassed, right? When I get embarrassed, I go really bright red. And because I was shocked to see him, right? I kind of just instinctively, with thing in hand, you know, said hi, and then proceeded to go really, really red because I was like, that was a stupid, stupid decision to say hi. And so there we are, the three of us all feeling really, really awkward, stood at the urinals, just so awkward, so cringe. The UK sweetheart and a guy that performs with a marshmallow on his head. Marshmallow and Anne-Marie, that is Friends here on Shock Radio. Right, so this morning I experienced something that I think lots of us have experienced. And to best describe the situation and how dramatic it was, I need the perfect piece of music, right? And I think I found it. yeah, this is the one, right? You'll see. So, imagine this and let me know if this has happened to you. I'm on my way to the studio to present this very show in the morning. I head by Greg's because I need a tea or a coffee and a pastry, something to get me going. As usual, we're all humans. I get that, I leave with both in hand, I head to the bus, I get on the bus. And then I end up doing that awkward thing where you're kind of like, you're ordering your ticket and you've got things in your hand and then you're trying to reach it and you can't quite get it. And the bus driver ends up hitting you and handing it straight to you. And it's really embarrassing. And the doors close behind you. And then the bus driver pulls away and you are left with your hot drink in hand, the bus swerving around loads of corners, and your other hand is full of a croissant because that's what I bought. And I then have to walk all the way to the back of the bus because there's no other seats. And try not to spill my hot drink on people. And honestly, this was the biggest challenge I have ever encountered. I was like halfway down and I thought I'd lost it. I thought I spilled my drink, but nah, I'd saved it. I made it to the back of the bus just about in time. God, the relief when I sat down. You wouldn't believe. Honestly, let me know if this has happened to you at Shock Radio. It must have. Let's
talk about that. Before we wrap up, let's have Paul Sylvester round off what a fantastic event it was.
Sylvester, Demo Factor 2018, over and done with. Are we happy with the winner?
Oh, we're really happy. We're really happy not just with the winner, but the overall standard. I've done this for 5 years now, and we maybe didn't get through as many demos as we wanted because we were listening to more of the demos. As an overall standard, excellent. As a winner, brilliant. But our entire top five, I just think our top five nailed it this year, whether that's Harry, who's got a great commercial style, whether that's Tom, who was our winner, who's just got a great voice, whether that was Keely, who's going to get a pilot one extra. She was my golden buzzer.
Yeah.
She is not from my radio station.
No,
I get that, but I can appreciate what good talent was, and what I wanted to do was make sure that if I golden buzzered her, I had to get her a pilot at one extra. And actually, by golden buzzering her, I had a better opportunity to get that for her, because without that, I was worried that she might not get what she deserved. But some brilliant radio tonight, some really good voices, some really good ideas. I thought it was excellent.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.